We're in Hilton's Shemos Parak Vav. And now the Rambam's going to spend this parak talking about who is able or not able to partake of Truma. Obviously, we know about Kapanim, but there's obviously also going to be a lot more specific cases the Rambam's going to take up. Okay, so Lacha Aleph, he says, Truma, Truma's Meiser, Nechelas of Kapanim. So Truma, which is, he's referring to Truma Gedola here, and Truma's Meiser, which is the Truma that the Levi separates from his Meiser. Ne'achel so kohanim, they're eaten by kohanim, ve'gidolim, ve'gitanim, ve'zicharim, ve'kevos, heim ve'avdeim, ha'ketanim, ve'hemtan. So, it's not just kohanim in particular, but both their kids, whether the kohanim are above the age of bar mitzvah or not, whether the male, females, even the members of their household, i.e. servants who are not Jews, and their animals, all of them can partake of it. Shenemar, ve'kohen kikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. Eved kohen shebarach, okay, let's say a servant of a Kohen runs away, the Ashes Kohen Shemarda, or let's say the wife of a Kohen rebels. We saw cases way back when, an Ashes of married by a woman, Hare Elo Ochlan, they still are entitled to eat from Truma. Lachabes, Truma Shal Torah, Eno Chosa El Kohen Yuchas, right? Also, we've seen this idea of Kohen Yuchas before, but Midor Raisa, okay, Truma can only be eaten by Kohen who has clear lineage, it's clear in his genealogy that he's a Kohen, he's a pure Kohen. But Kohanim Chazaka, okay, which you would argue is today, Kohanim whose status is affirmed through, let's say, witnesses, Ochlu v'truma shal divrayim bilvad. They can only eat derabana truma, v'truma tahara, u'truma tahara, bein truma gedola, bein truma smaiser, bein shal tahara, bein shal divrayim, eina nitenes ala kohen tamal chacham. So in general, the halacha is, when it comes to truma, regardless of what its status is, meaning the rice derabanan, when you give it to a Kohen, it has to be a Kohen who is someone who is a tamal chacham. Why? Because it's prohibited to eat truma if you're tame. And when it comes to the uneducated masses, we consider them to be tame. That's why if you have truma tamea, then you give it to any kohen you want to. But in general, when it comes to truma, we avoid giving it to your average kohen. Yisraelish and nasus lekohen. All right, let's say a woman who comes from a family of Yisraelim marries a Kohen, afilu katana bashal shon mechad, she's only 3 years and 1 day, tochel b'truma v'chazei b'shok. So she's allowed to eat from truma as well as the other gifts that are, or animal parts that are given to the Kohen as a matan. V'din Torah, midaraisa, we know, she tochel mishe nis'arsa, shrehi kinyana. So she's able to eat from erison, from kiddushin, even for that first stage of marriage. But Asher Chacham, the Chacham come along and say no. Shentocha actually becomes a chuppah. So the Chacham came along and said that she really should not partake of truma until she actually has sexual relations with her husband. Gzeira shematachil truma lavio lachia kshiaruso. Basically, why? Because the concern is maybe she'll go ahead and take from this truma that she received incorrectly. Excuse me, the truma that she received when she was still in her father's house, which means the rice that she's allowed to partake of, and she's going to distribute it to her family members because she still lives with her father. So that's what they said. When she moves in with her husband, that's when she's really entitled to the truma. Halacha dalet, chareshes v'shotesh nisus l'kohen. All right, so you have a deaf mute or someone who is, if a woman is mentally incompetent, she marries a kohen, eino chalas truma, she cannot actually eat from truma. I feel he see avia, even if her father married her off. Why? The concern is that a Kohen who is himself a deaf mute will marry a deaf mute woman and then think he can eat, which he can't. That's why the Chacham came along and said, a Chareshes, if a woman's a deaf mute who's a daughter of a Yisrael, she can never, in any situation, obviously through marriage, partake of Truma. Hazar, okay, a non-Kohen, asa l'achol trumos, cannot eat truma. Shenemar v'chazar lo'yuchal kodesh, afilu haya toshav Kohen o z'chiro, shenemar toshav Kohen z'chir lo'yuchal kodesh. All right, so no non-Kohen can ever eat truma, even if the person is, let's say, an employee of the Kohen, it cannot eat the truma. Toshav zeh z'chiro, right, that's what the toshav refers to. Z'chir zeh, z'chir shanim. So you have, for instance, a permanent worker versus a temporary one. Either way, they can't do it. But every who katosha, hari who katosha b'sachir, an eved ivri also is considered like katosha b'sachir. The kohenes eishes hazar, okay? Let's say a woman who comes from a line of kohanim is married to a non-kohen, hari hi kazar, she's considered like a non-kohen. Shemar b'chol zar, bein hu, bein ishto. So when we say any non-kohen, It's him and his wife as well. Halacha Zarshach Truma Bezatam. Okay, let's say a non-Kohen, does he Truma b'mezid purposely? Bein Shaya Tameh, Bein Shaya Torah, whether the Truma was Tameh or Tahar, Bein Shachal Truma Torah, Bein Shachal Tameh, excuse me, whether he was Tameh or Tahar, whether Truma was Tameh or Tahar, Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim, so this person is Chayiv in a divine capital punishment, Shemar B'mesu Bo Ki Chalu. V'lo Ka'achilasa. Now, the practical, so to speak, Onesh, is for the individual to get Malkus, lashes. Veinu Mishalim Tameh, Masha Achal, Shein Eloka Mishalim. In this case, the person would not have to pay back the amount that they ate, the value of what they ate truma wise, because you don't get malchus and have to pay back. There's no malchus and a financial penalty. The malchus b'shkaga, if the person ate it accidentally, most of chamesh, they add that 1/5 penalty amount. Shenemar ish ki ocha kodesh b'shkaga v'yasal chamesh yisrael. So the Torah explicitly says that's what the person has to do. Halacha zayin. Ubas kohen ki siel ish zar. He betrumas hakadoshim lo sochas. The Rambam quotes the pasuk of a daughter of a kohen who marries a non-kohen. What do you call it? She does not partake of any truma. Now, what does this mean? Shnei nanim lechol b'lamzeh. The Rambam explains there are two isurim or two concepts. Excuse me, that are included in this isur. She'im tival lesor la v'tasez zona cholak moshe b'yam milchos isur biya hari hi asur lechol b'trumas olam kinim kol chalas shachalak azar lechol davar. So the first one is, let's say she has involves herself in a sexual relationship that is prohibited, and as a result, she becomes a zona or a chalwa, which we saw way back when. It is prohibited for her to eat from truma forever. The second klal, second principle is v'tinasa liyisrael. If she marries a non-kohen, hari asur lechol b'morim min hakadoshim shu chazir shav olam api shakir shavis. She can never eat any of the matnos kohanim, the presents, the gifts of the kohen, which include these various parts, the thigh area, etc. Even if she got divorced or if she was widowed, she is permanently banned from eating truma. Halachas, aval truma ocheles achash gersha Yisrael omeis im lo niach ben mimena. However, she's allowed to eat truma after she divorces the Yisrael or after he dies, if right, she did not have any children with him. Shnemar ubaskon case of the Yamana Gusha Bizarra Ainla. The Torah says Bizarra Ainla, she doesn't have a child. Bishal Bezabiya can remember Lacham Abiya Tochal. So she returns back, so to speak, to her Kohanic status and is able to partake of Truma. Halacha test. Bibiya Shrulam do milachem below kol lacha. Right? Choser she the Truma below the Chazay Bishal. Right? So the Torah says, it says lechem. Okay? And the Pasuk says she, Bishal Bezabiya can remember milachem Abiya Tochal. What does that mean? Not all bread, right? She's allowed to take from Truma, but not from the Matnos Kohanim, not from the various animal parts that are distributed to the Kohen by a Korban. Halachiyot, v'lo ha-Kohenes b'vad, and not just the daughter of a Kohen, el afilu levi of Yisraelis, shenivala le'esrola, right? Even if the daughter of a Levi or Yisrael, once she engages in prohibited sexual relationship, pol v'nasa zona, she's now defined as a zona, asur le'echol b'truma olam. She is permanently banned from ever consuming Truma. Even though her lineage or she has a, what do you call it? She has a child born to her with a Kohen, and now that child, so to speak, is born, she's still banned. She's still not allowed to go ahead and ever eat truma again. Halach yiraf. Therefore, hashivuya. Okay, let's say a woman who is taken captive, ain ochelas truma. She's never allowed to eat truma. Even if she says, "Listen, I was never defiled. I'm taller," she can never eat truma. But there are situations which you saw before where you can trust if a woman who's taken captive that she's still tahara. Oh, she is aid or she has a witness. Remember those cases where she, with a witness, she could return back to her husband. She's considered someone who could still eat truma. Let's say a woman engages in sexual relations with an animal. She's not pasul from kuna, and therefore she can still eat truma. Yisraelis, okay, let's say you have a daughter of Yisrael, Sheish La Zera B'Kohen, who has a child through a relationship with a Kohen. Ocheles Bishvil B'na, she's able to eat, what do you call it, on behalf of her child, so to speak, Beit Zachar B'nei Kiva. V'afil Tumtum Adrogonos, even if the child ends up being one that is either indeterminate genitalia or having both. V'afil Zera HaZera Adsof Ka'olam Shenar B'Zera Eimah. Even if it's the children of the children until forever, what it called? Because it says Bizarra Ela, if she didn't have any Zara, that's what would be the case. Lucky Gimel. Kashim Shazari Yisrael Mikohanes Posel Osa. Okay. Just like the descendants that are born from Yisrael, okay, through the daughter of a Kohen are what are called are Posel from Ebrahim Truma, Kach Zera Kohen Yisraelis. So too, the descendants from a Kohen born to the daughter of the Yisraelis, Machil Osa. She's able to partake of it. The Api Shehu Zera Pasul, even if the Zera is one that is Pasul from Kuna. So what does this mean? Keta. Bas Yisrael, so let's say the daughter of Yisrael, Shemises LaKohen, so she marries a Kohen, O Kohenes, or let's say the Bas Kohen, that marries Yisrael, regular Yisrael, the Yolda Menu Bas. Okay? And what happens? She has a daughter. Ubala Bas, Mishu Erbalea. And then someone sleeps with the daughter who's usher to her. O Shemises a Mamzer, or she marries a Mamzer. And now the daughter dies. And the mamzer is still alive. Haisa aim emo bas Yisrael Kohen tochal truma. Okay, so the what do you call it? The mother of the what do you call it? Of the bas Yisrael, the mother of the bas Yisrael to the Kohen, who's married to the Kohen, she can eat truma. Bas Kohen li Yisrael lo sochal. Right, but what do you call it? A daughter of a Kohen to the Yisrael, she can't eat. So that's the Rambam clarifying the beginning of Halacha Yud Gimel. So what do we see from this? Halamata shehi ocheles b'shvil zara. So we see that the mamzer's grandmother in this case is able to eat on behalf of the daughter of Yisrael. V'api she'ozo zera pasul, even though the children are pasul, v'afi lein Yisrael, even if they're not Yisrael. Menzer of Lomar, of course, it's obvious to say, she'im haisola bas mikoyim, that if she had a daughter from a Kohen, Afi Shabbas Nesuul Yisrael, even though that daughter is married to a Yisrael, but doing this challah, if she becomes a challah, Hare Ima Ocheles Bishvil Bas Apsula. The mother can still eat Truma, so to speak, on behalf of her puzzle daughter. Okay, Lacha talks about Kyotzebo. Similar to this, HaKohenes, okay, the daughter of a Kohen, She'ina Ocheles Mipnei Zar Shem Yisrael. She can't eat by on behalf of one of the, what do you call it, children from Yisrael. Afi she'ozo zera kohanim, even if the descendants are from kohanim. Ketza, so what's a case like that? Bas kohen shenisos Yisrael. So let's say daughter of kohen marries a male Yisrael, the yalda men of bas, and they have a daughter. The alcha bas v'nasos the kohen, and the daughter goes along and marries a kohen. The yalda men of ben, and they have, and then they have a son. Harizer roy lios kohen gadol, right? So he's able to become what do you call it, the kohen gadol, if that means his lineage is pure. Machil es imo, he can, his mother can eat on his behalf, or he can feed the sumi chuma to his mother. Who poslas aim imo, but the grandmother of this son, of this coin, can't. Da'api shemesi imo, even if his mother dies, his osamaris, lo kemein biti coin gadol, shu poslani mina chuma. The grandmother can always come along and say, don't be like my grandson, the coin gadol, right? Who passed me from eating chuma. Allah hatazan. Ha'eved ina posel mishum zera ve'ina machil. Okay, so the descendants of an eved, okay, they do not disqualify the woman from partaking of the truma, okay, nor do they allow the woman to eat from the truma. So what does that mean? Ketzah, kohenes shenasos Yisrael. So we have the daughter of a kohen marries a Yisrael. Oh, Yisrael is nasal a kohen, or the daughter of Yisrael that marries a kohen. Now what happens? The yolda men of ben, they have a son. The halacha bein the nechbash al shivra. Okay, so the son comes along and now he gets together with a non-Jewish maidservant, the Yoldim and Eben. Now they, the generation two, had a son who's an Eben, okay? Umesamein, let's say the son dies, very Eben Kayim, right? Meaning the father dies in this case, and the Eben is still alive. Haisa aim abir shal Eben zeb bas Yisrael kohen lo sochal truma. So the mother of the father of the servant, okay, can't have truma. Haisa bas kohen lo Yisrael, if it's the daughter of a kohen to a male Jew, tochal, she's allowed to eat, she'im zezera shavadim in lam yichus. Because it's not considered to be a descendant, because yichus doesn't really apply, which we'll see down the road, in the same way when it comes to servants. Halacha yud zayin. Bas Yisrael shenisles l'kohen, the daughter of a Yisrael that marries a kohen, umeis and she dies, v'lo mimena bein, and she has a daughter, a son from him, v'chazo v'nasos l'Yisrael, and she goes back and marries a Yisrael, lo sochal b'truma, she's out of truma. May say Yisrael, let's say the Yisrael dies, the long men of Bain, and they have a son from that. Lo zochav shom neben Hashem Yisrael. So she can't, so he can't eat from Truma because he's coming from a lineage of Yisrael. Mace benami Yisrael, oh, but let's say the son from Yisrael died, b'chaz v'shvil benar rishon. She can eat on behalf of the first son. Okay, halacha yuches. Bas kohen shenisos Yisrael, the daughter of a kohen and marries a Yisrael, but Yisrael men of Bain, and they have a son. The chazav nasas a kohen, and she goes back and marries a kohen. Tochav truma, she can eat truma. Mace the love and the bain. Tochav truma. She dies and they have a son. Truma is about to be in. Mace benami kohen. Let's say what it called her son that she had through the kohen dies. Asur lechol nevenashim yisrael. She can't eat on behalf of the son from the male yisrael. Mace benashim yisrael. Let's say the son from yisrael dies. Chazar is the base of the kinyra. The ochalas v'truma lo v'chazay v'shok. So she goes back to what it was like. Like when she was heiress in her pre-marriage, and she's therefore a lati from truma, but not from the other matanos lekohen. Finally, lachiyates bas yisrael shenisus yisrael tchila. So let's say the daughter of a yisrael marries yisrael initially, veishlam and a ben, and she has a son. The chazra the nises the yisrael, and she goes back and marries a kohen. She goes back and marries a kohen. Ochelas b'truma, she can eat from truma. Meis v'lav and a ben, if he dies and she has a son. Then ochal simnei benah ha'achron, she could eat on behalf of the second son. Shemayin hu ma'achila k'mosh achila abim, because he's allowed to. He's enabling her to partake of truma just as if it was the father. Okay, that ends Parak Vav, and we will continue with Parak Zion tomorrow.